Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good morning, Danny. How are you? Congratulations to you. Yeah, congratulations to you and your team. Another dominant, impressive victory, 31-3 over Stony Brook on Saturday. Just talk about the game and what impressed you about your team.
Well, you know, we played hard, and I think the biggest thing, obviously, was our ability to take the ball away. We had five takeaways in the game, and our defense, I thought, was really aggressive and did a really good job in zone coverage of kind of seeing and breaking on the ball and making it difficult to for them to get yards after catch, and then eventually getting the ball out or getting balls tipped and playing the ball in the air. So that was probably the most significant reality of the game. We took the ball away, and therefore we won. Therefore, we were able to kind of extend the lead. It was 3-3, I think, at the end of the first quarter, and it was still very, very tight, you know, at the half. So it wasn't like it was a game that, you know, felt like, we were in total control. But as the game progressed, we continued to apply pressure defensively and, held their run game down, yards per carry. We did a really good job there. I've been playing Coach Priori in Stony Brook for a long time, and I don't think we've ever had that kind of success statistically, you know, in terms of shutting down the run game. So, and then offensively, Nolan played well, and Nolan extended some plays. He made some key throws and got us some chunks of yards. I thought he and Thyrick were in sync pits on the perimeter and some of the RPOs, but I still feel offensively we haven't quite hit our groove yet. We had a lot of tackles in our backfield, and I felt Nolan was under duress a little bit too much for my liking, but holistically, obviously very happy with the result.
First question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Coach, with the play of the defense so far, and in particular being able to go so deep in the rotation, how much of that with the depth is kind of a byproduct of this, you know, quick turnaround from spring to fall, and how much is it is just guys being ready to step in and play?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I'd even wind it back a little bit further. Like, for example, heading into the Stony Brook game, I watched very closely our game with Stony Brook from last year and then, you know, Stony Brook's opening game against Villanova. So in watching our game with Stony Brook from last year, on numerous occasions, the 11 guys out on the field were the same 11 guys that we had on the field this year. You know, so one of the things that was very real about our season a year ago was our kids became battle tested. And I don't want to say more so on defense, but like when you kind of look at the roster and you look at the way our season went last year, you know, we had guys like Toro and Drew Nichols and Johnny Buchanan and Plaque and Whitehead and Nigel Hill and Justice Henley and Frank Burton. I mean, playing a ton of football last year. And I asked those last year's game yet. And they said, yeah, Coach, we saw it. And what'd you think? And the first comment was like, I wasn't very good last year, or I didn't play very well. And I just kind of smiled because it's the same group of players, but they are much more battle-tested, much more ready to go. And then I do think, as you were referencing, the fact that, you know, no fall, but still had fall ball, and then we had the, you know, obviously the lead up into the spring season, there's other players that were able to really come along and develop that really might not have been ready to contribute if we played in September, but now here we are in whatever it is, March, and they're ready to compete and ready to play. So it's creating a more of an element of depth.
And is there anybody in particular that's kind of made that step where, you know, in September, maybe they weren't ready to go, but now are in that groove?
Well, probably a handful. You know, I'm looking and thinking a little bit about, you know, our backup corners. I think they both were kind of guys that we were hopeful for to be ready to go out there, Amonte Struthers and Raya Burton. But as you head into this spring cycle, they're very much ready to play, you know, and maybe the same thing with, you know, some of the guys that are lining up in the secondary at safety. A couple guys that, you know, were hopeful. Andrew Pulowski would have been a guy that was kind of a projection, you know, and in the fall, it probably would have been a pretty quick turnaround for him to kind of become the guy, you know, and now he's the guy and he's doing well. And then a couple of those guys in our defensive line, Chase McGowan and Nick Coomer, they're kind of guys that are emerging that maybe were not quite ready in August to be that, to have that role. But in this moment, they find themselves very much ready to contribute.
Next question, Danny, from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Danny, I'm just curious how the development of your offensive line has maybe helped you guys get off to this 2-0 start. I think you've only given up one sack, and I know that maybe was an area you struggled in 19. How has your offensive line developed and helped you early on?
Well, I think that's a really big part of what we're hoping for in terms of our projection and what kind of season that we can have. I do feel like that group has made a lot of improvement, has developed significantly. Didn't feel like they played particularly well on Saturday. But, you know, when I kind of take a giant step back and think about this team, this season, I do feel really good about that group. Brian Steinspring has come in and taken over our offensive line as our offensive line coach. You know, David Kroll is a veteran player, and not to compare him against other players in the league, but I think David Kroll is, you know, a frontline CAA tackle, you know, that's been doing the job for his third year now. And then I do feel that the rest of the guys have accumulated enough reps to see themselves in a different light here this year, you know, and then we've got depth, you know, which is kind of a dream to be able to say you have depth in the offensive line. And that depth was really tested early because we had three or four guys out for a period of time. But in this moment, we're kind of like, okay, it looks like we have our offensive line intact with some depth. And, you know, hopefully that group continues to be able to develop and be even more cohesive as we move forward.
Thanks.
Danny, after last season, which I know was a disappointment to you and to your program, after two big wins over quality opponents like you've had, have you noticed maybe a change in the confidence level, or what's the mood around your program right now?
Well, I mean, we're very excited. There's so many things in play that it's kind of hard to really put your finger on any one thing. This group has been excited, you know, from the beginning about having a chance to play. Now, obviously, you know, getting off to a good start has enhanced that enthusiasm but we really wanted to compete this spring. You know, it was really important to our student athletes to have that opportunity. And I can remember on numerous occasions, you know, they, you know, on these Zoom calls, you know, talking to 120 people and any questions and, hey, coach, seriously, do you really think we're going to get to play this spring? You know, and it's like, yeah, we're going to play. I'm telling you, you know, we're committed to playing. The conference is committed. You know, our athletic director's committed. I'm committed. You know, we're going to see this thing through. And I just feel like they worked really hard. I think with all of us, this pandemic, this experience has kind of allowed us all to recognize that we're all in this together. There's a lot of things going on in our lives. And the one thing that we share is this team, this opportunity. You know, the highlight of the day had been for the longest time just showing up on campus and getting to see your players and see them practice and enjoy being together. So that's a factor too, I think, you know, and then getting off to a good start, you know, should elevate confidence here as we, you know, head into a really, really difficult challenge this week. And then, you know, really a challenging schedule the rest of the way through, which is the CAA.
Yeah, just speaking of that, before I let you go, just maybe a comment on New Hampshire as you've started to look at them and some of the challenges that they present.
Well, I mean, it's a well-coached physical football team that has high expectations and a very proud program. I just would anticipate, you know, getting their best shot here in this moment. Their game in their opener 2 weeks ago was a game that really came down to the last series or last drive of the game. You know, it's not an easy place to go and play, you know, so there's a lot of factors here, but, you know, Coach McDonald is a competitor and his team loves to compete. And, I know our team really is looking forward to the competition and, having an opportunity to, you know, take that next step in this season.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to New Hampshire, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.